Got black-capped chickadees, magnolia warbler. The chickadee's singing. And a red-eyed vireo. The song sparrow. And there are yellow-rumped warblers somewhere here.
Heart's Content Scenic Area has one of the few remaining old-growth forests in Pennsylvania. One might assume that because most of Allegheny National Forest is a forest that there would be more, but part of the reason for establishing the National Forest was due to its overlogging in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Instead of going deep into this old-growth section, though, today I'll be exploring the picnic area and the nearby interpretive trails. It may seem counterintuitive, but the greatest diversity of songbirds can be heard by sticking close to the edge habitat. That is, habitats that represent the border between two or more habitats. In this case, the open meadow of the picnic area and the old growth forest of Heart's Content. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding.
So I'm at Heart's Content, which is one of the areas in Allegheny National Forest. And this is one of those picnic spots, actually. Rest stop, picnic stop. Plus, there are some small trails here, too. But because this is an open clearing, means we can get some different species. And I just felt like it would be a really nice idea to include one of these picnic stops, just to show how much the edge habitat gives you here. Yellow-rumped warbler. Magnolia warbler. Where's the red? Red-eyed vireo going on and on. There's the yellow-rump warbler, aka myrtle warbler. again. That warble that ends with a short warble. Dee 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 doo doo. Kind of a ramp down. Does its faster warble, then its slower and shorter one. Magnolia warbler. I guess I'll be over there. A distant oven bird. Okay, so this is sounding like chipping sparrow. Yeah. And a chipping sparrow. So this is going to be a very confusing place. We got chipping sparrow. There are definitely dark-eyed juncos here. And I think I heard a distant pine warbler. Walk over to the section where I think I heard pine warbler. And when I parked here, I did hear indigo bunting over there. Now, for me, the song sparrow sounds a little different than the ones in Ontario. Not by a lot, but by a little. It's noticeable. Their song does change further afield you get. Some apple trees here, and a phoebe flying around on one of them. I was kind of hoping it would vocalize. Okay, cedar wax wings. Just heard some flying over. A distant red squirrel. So there is pine warbler over here. I don't know if I'll be able to get close to it though. Let's see how close I can get. Lots of red-eyed vireos. Just had a red-eyed vireo mimicking a common yellowthroat briefly. Oh no, there is a common yellowthroat here. Okay, good. White-breast nuthatch. Very short Wichita out of the common yellowthroat. Morning dove. There's the yellowthroat again. Okay, there is a indigo bunting across there. Fire, fire, where, here, here, put it out, is the rhythm to that song. But he was kind of at a medium distance. Audible, just not loud. Wonder if there's waxwing nests in here or something. A bunch of them acting funny in here. A chipping sparrow? Cedar waxwing, very high-pitched whine. Oh. Definitely some young ones being fed somewhere here. Waxwings are colonial nesters, so it's probably multiple nests here if they are here. Oh. Yeah, there is a pine warbler here. But it's not doing the typical quiet or louder thing. Fade in, fade out, because it's doing a very short song. Quite a nice little meadow here. You hear a distant American robin there. If not, I should start my eBird list. Okay, so we're starting with an indigo bunting. Some mourning doves. And pine warbler. A couple myrtle warblers. Some red-eyed vireos. We've got a song sparrow. And there's that pine warbler again. Distant crow. More black-capped chickadees. I was hearing something I thought was different, but it might just be that song sparrow throwing my ears off. Had a couple magnolia warblers. What else? What else should I put on the eBird list here? Well, there's a downy woodpecker. This sounds like we have a wood thrush. Nope, we have a hermit thrush. We have an oven bird. Lots of cedar waxwings. Just going through this list. There was a towhee. Don't know if we heard it. Common yellow throat. Yeah, that seems like dark-eyed juncos. There's a few of those flying around. And a robin. Alright, I think I got my eBird list ready. To continue here. Some really nice mosses on the ground here. It's very soft to walk on. What do we got here? Oh, very nice myrtle warbler. Out in the open. Okay, Myrtle Warbler decided not to be nice to me for photos. So we'll move along. It's one of those things I wish I had more time for. But it's not very easy to take photos and carry a recorder. Kinda gotta do one or the other.
In the next episode, we'll continue our exploration of the edge habitat of Heart's Content. Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter, with cover art and logo design by Lauren Helton, and Creative Commons music from Jason Shaw.